This Second Childhood production is for the Killer Bees podcast and I mix what I like.org. Back again real quick is Dr. Todd Stephen Burroughs, drumsinthegloballvillage.com. We also wanted to talk a little bit about the next steps in what is this slow development of the powerhouse, the global powerhouse of Amazon. What's been going on with Amazon that you've noticed that you think is should be of interest to many more of us?
Well, let me state my biases first, and then I can contradict my biases by giving this critique. I am the biggest Amazon fan out. I mean, Amazon staffers are going to have to commit murder before I stop using Amazon. I just have to be honest about that. And the other thing I want to be honest about is that I'm a very big fan of Charlie Rose. I've been a fan of Charlie Rose since the beginning, and I've accepted from the beginning Charlie Rose's biases and Charlie Rose's worldview because he's been so helpful to me, educating me as a working class black American on what the power elite really think and how they brag about how they control the world. Because that's all his show is about. His show is about how the power elite get on and brag about how they control the
world.
That's true. And what they're going to do in the next 5 years to consolidate their control over the world.
That's true.
So it doesn't surprise me that Charlie Rose has branched out now from late night to all hours of the day. I don't know if you've noticed this, Jared, but Charlie Rose is now a correspondent on 60 Minutes, and that's what we're going to talk about with Amazon. But he is also the main anchor of the CBS Morning News.
I did not know that.
Charlie Rose is the main morning anchor, along with a couple other people, including Oprah's friend Gayle King, of the CBS Morning News. So he now goes toe-to-toe against the Today Show in the morning. He's on 60 Minutes on Sunday night, and he has his nighttime talk show, weeknight talk show, every night at 11 o'clock. For a 70-year-old who used to be an intern for Bill Moyers, I think he's done quite well.
So what did they reveal in these conversations you've been eavesdropping on in terms of Amazon? What have they said?
So I want to talk about the piece that he did that in early December that made the rounds had made the rounds on the internet by now, about his 60 Minutes piece where he interviewed Jeff Bezos. And the entire piece was, I mean, even for 60 Minutes, even for Charlie Rose and all his biases, it was literally a puff piece, which I was surprised to see in 60 Minutes, about the power of Amazon's distribution network. The fact that Amazon is building a headquarters near you. Wherever you are listening to this, around the country, around the world, Amazon is building a headquarters near you. And the headquarters will have a huge warehouse filled with all the materials you want, which will make sure to get your delivery faster. I mean, Dr. Ball, you and I know that Amazon works on volume, so they can discount everything by 25%, and they can ship it to you free if you wish, or if you want to pay for it to come quickly, you can pay for it to come quickly.
And of course, this also requires abusive constraints placed on workers with.
Is not mentioned at all in this.
Right, because they have to.
There have been some problems with it. Because you and I know that there have been recent reports on the incredible conditions that these workers work under. Well, these workers are shown, and by the way, they're not smiling, okay? clearly, they would not be working under the conditions they're showing. But they are shown in the 60 Minutes piece, but never talked to.
Right.
The only person that's talked to is Bezos. So you hear Charlie Rose's narration.
Who now owns the Washington Post. Who now owns the Washington Post, if we didn't.
Jeff Bezos, who now owns the Washington Post. You hear Charlie Rose's narration about all of these people and how Amazon is set up. So from the time you hit the order, they know the spot where your material is, and they grab the spot, and they take it within 30 seconds. And I mean, they literally show you the whole.
Right, they have to do it within 30 seconds. They have to do it within 30 seconds or they get fired.
Not discussed.
Right, not discussed, but part of the.
Not even referred to. Not even the obligatory referred to. Like, you know how with mainstream media, right, they'll have an obligatory You know, there have been some protests about the practices, and they'll show some people protesting for 30 seconds.
Yeah.
You know, that's how media goes, right? When they're dealing with the powerful, they just do that little obligatory clip to show their objectivity. Cut the ball. None of that was talked about in 60 Minutes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It was like a Charlie Rose segment, frankly, in which the person is, you know, the person featured, you know, has no faults, and we just want to find out what makes that person tick, right? And that's Charlie Rose's thing. His show on PBS is about, I want to know what makes you tick. So in 60 Minutes, he wanted to know what made Amazon run. Now, there was an obligatory statement about, well, you know, you setting up, oh, by the way, Charlie Rose says in his narration that the goal of Amazon is to have everyone buy everything there. Now, you and I know, Dr. Ball, that's very similar to Google's model. Google has a model and Google has a mission statement. Google's model is do no evil. Google's mission statement is to organize all of the world's accessible information. So what Google does for information, Amazon does for shopping. Amazon wants you to buy everything from Amazon, including, Dr. Ball, same day fruits and vegetables and shopping in Seattle and California. They talked about Amazon has same day food shopping in California and in Seattle.
But isn't that what we want? Isn't this good? What's
it's
the problem?
What
what's the downside? What's the warning in all of this?
Of course, it's Charlie Rose in 60 Minutes. There is no downside. I mean, the obligatory statement, though, that Charlie Rose made in the interview is, you know, you are putting people out of business. You have put bookstores out of business. And Bezos' comment, which I thought was interesting, he said, I didn't put bookstores out of business. The future put bookstores out of business. We must adapt to the future.
Right.
Now, Bezos is clear about adapting to the future. Why? Because he is creating the future. So what did the future also talk about? How his internet capacity is so large that major corporations now use his cloud for their operations. So he has now a whole separate operation for Amazon, where he is giving cloud space to people who need it. Now, it just so happens one of the organizations that he's helping with the cloud is the CIA. And Charlie Rose asked him about that. And of course he said, oh, well, you know, that's a whole separate cloud.
A separate cloud.
So, you know, I'm watching this segment, and, you know, all of my friends, of course, are watching football, and they're watching the Soul Train Award on BET, and I'm watching this, and I'm just getting more and more frightened by the minute. Now, this 60 Minutes piece was hyped because there was some surprise that Jeff Bezos wanted to unveil on 60 Minutes. And, you know, there were clips, promotional clips, that talked about, you know, we have a surprise. Jeff Bezos surprises Charlie Rose in 60 Minutes, and they walk into a door, and Charlie Rose goes, oh, my God, right? And so I wanted to know, okay, what would make Charlie Rose say, oh, my God? Because Charlie Rose, like I said, he's with these people all the time. You know, any sort of technological advance, I mean, you know, they come on Charlie Rose to premiere it. You know, so I'm thinking, okay, if Charlie Rose is saying, oh, my God, I need to know what he would be surprised at. So Bezos says, I have a surprise for you. I haven't told anyone. We're going to unveil it in 60 Minutes. Come with me through this door. I mean, literally, like, come with me through this door, like through the looking glass. Come with me through this door. So they walk through the door. And Dr. Ball, I'm not kidding you. What was behind the door were delivery drones. He has developed a fleet of delivery drones that are still in the experimental stage that will deliver your package by drone.
So drones, CIA, food, and everything else coming from this one man. Again, what's the problem? What is the problem?
You know,
consolidation
ask that question.
Right.
You know, when we start getting same day packages, right? When I'm getting my Daniil Joseph biography of Kwame Ture that I just ordered off of Amazon last night in advance, right? when I get that on the same day, when a drone comes and drops it off of me.
Well, when that same drone can deliver you your books, your food, and your surveillance, we've truly hit the new day. We've truly stepped into the future, and we thank Bezos and whoever else is responsible for that.
Bezos, who laughs at the end of the segment, and I swear after that segment, that laugh to me sounded like a Dr. Evil laugh. It really did. I mean, I know Dr. Evil is based on Lorne Michaels, of sharing that live and not based on anybody else. But when he started doing that laugh at the end of that segment, I just got scared. Because I was like, way too much power for one man to have. I mean, way too much power for a Rockefeller to have.
Well, Dr. Evil and Dr. Peniel Joseph, that's a wonderful way to scare everybody and end this segment. Dr. Burroughs, thank you very much. DrumsInTheGlobalVillage.com for more. And again, we'll keep in touch as we continue the Dr. Burroughs horror show.
That scared the shit out of you? That scared the shit out of me.
Yeah,
watching it.
Exactly.
With people I like. Jeff Bezos, Charlie Rose, people I like.
Oh,
I'm like a drone.
I mix what I like.
This Second Childhood production is for the Killer Bees podcast and I mix what I like.org.